Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 through 16.
The Lord said to Moses, "When you take the census of the people of Israel, then each shall give a ransom for his life to the Lord when you number them, that there be no plague among them when you number them. Each one who is numbered in the census shall give this: half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel is 20 gerahs. Half a shekel as an offering to the Lord. Everyone who is numbered in the census, from 20 years old and upward, shall give the Lord's offering. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than the half shekel, when you give the Lord's offering to make atonement for your lives. You shall take the atonement money from the people of Israel, and shall give it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may bring the people of Israel to remembrance before the Lord, so as to make atonement for your lives."
Now, today's devotional reflection. When a census of the Israelites was taken, each one was commanded to pay the Lord a ransom for their life at the time they were counted. God said that each person 20 years and older must give a half shekel. God declares explicitly that the rich were to pay no more and the poor were to pay no less. Today, there are so many rich lessons we can learn from the Old Testament's half shekel atonement money. For the Christian, we are reminded that rich and poor alike can have their sins atoned by coming to the level ground of Calvary and believing in the work of Christ on the cross. The word atoned or atonement means that Christ Jesus willingly gave himself as the ransom for our sin debt. The word ransom means payment. So when we say that we are atoned, we mean that Jesus made the payment to buy us back from the curse of sin. Poor and rich alike are atoned to God through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. We cannot earn our salvation. We cannot buy our salvation. We cannot be good enough to find salvation. We come on a level playing field, the level field beneath the cross where Jesus made the payment for our sin debt. Jesus made the once and for all payment for you and me, just like the half shekel was the full payment of redemption in the Old Testament census. No more, no less. Jesus's payment for humanity was the complete and final payment to buy back all humankind from sin's curse. Join us next time on Devotional Reflection when we conclude Lessons from the Half Shekel. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.